It started as an intended benefit for those physically challenged and with mental illnesses, an added value of sorts. But once it was discovered that it could also be used to command accessories and even net signals, everyone wanted one. Without giving thought to what they were putting inside their heads, all they saw was the immediate rewards, improving their online lives in ways they never thought possible. Oh, the endless possibilities of a life saved virtually, with eternal connectivity and access. People bask in the lifestyles and alternate realities this little implant provided them. But with time, it was realized by those looking to take advantage that this implant could do much more than keeping those with it entertained. And so it was sold to the masses as an improvement. It was sold to the governments as the solution to many of their problems. Millions upon millions were made, implanted, and activated. And it so happened that the individuality, the privacy, the thinking ability of everyone that had the implant was now in the hands of those powerful enough to own it. In an effort to keep up the charades, it was determined that a slow process would be a better course of action. Think of the frog in boiling water analogy. They wanted the masses to be comfortable, to adjust themselves to limiting and controlling forces without realizing anything, to forget they even had it. Danger is only dangerous if it's known. But like a noose, at the end, it took hold of everyone with a tight grip, like bait in the mouth. Once in there, it was easier to go along with the pull than to question or remove it. They were told that with time, the implant would just dissolve and disappear. And so, people just left it in there. Even after it was obvious it had surpassed its purpose, unbeknownst to everyone else, this implant was not just an obsolete accessory or an outdated piece of technology. With time, the implant rooted itself in the very fabric of their brains, like the roots of a tree searching deeper for water. Deeper and deeper into its host's brain, making itself part of the very mass that made up the brain, waiting, evolving, grasping, aware until it would be turned on without the host knowing. Those with the strings of power in their fingers sold this implant as the solution to every human problem. So as that intended benefit of a better society, it was allowed to do its job. It was activated. At first, everything seemed as always. But little by little, people started being affected, like the growth of a child, only obvious to the grown-ups. They were oblivious of their mental growth. Millions upon millions were now milder. They were now more willing to obey. They were now less prone to violence or outburst. Crime rates started decreasing. Murders, rape, hate, racism were on the brink of extinction. Finally, humanity had learned to live together at peace with one another. Finally, humanity could advance as one. But this human added benefit also brought other consequences. No longer were humans reactive, spontaneous. Music, arts, and creativity, and the occasional bursts of laughter were all but gone. But the benefits outweigh the sacrifice. The governments saw the benefits and the possibilities. So instead of warning the masses, they encourage it, turning them into simple-minded slaves, following the masses and conforming to status quo. And this is how this implant by zapping away every bad will, every bad intention, every bad idea, every bad desire, every feeling, changed its hosts into a more desirable, more ideal, better citizen of the world. The world in turn was good. People lived in unity and peace at last. Yes, the world was better, even if the human was less human.
This episode of the Short Shorts podcast was read by Kevin, host of The Jury Room, a true crime podcast. You can find The Jury Room podcast wherever you listen to the Short Shorts podcast.